Hello, everyone. My name is Megan Ellsworth here at roofscoffeeshop.com. And we're so excited. One of our new influencers for 2022 is Division 7 Roofing, John Kiesel and Ryan Resides. And we are so excited to have you on as influencers and really excited to be chatting with you today. The month is January, and this month's topic is material shortages. So how are you dealing with, and what is some of your advice concerning these material shortages for yourselves and for other contractors out there?
Well, hello, I'm John Kiesel, president at Division 7 Roofing. Do a little introduction here. Ryan, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Ryan Resides. I am the vice president of sales and estimating for us. Looking forward to talking a little bit about this month's topic.
Perfect. So we've been dealing with a material crisis, material shortage going back 3, 4, 5 years now. This has all been perpetuating from stocking distribution to distribution discontinuing the stocking role of materials, and it became a pass-through order taker. And we've seen the relationships start to erode from where they used to be 10 years ago. We used to buy materials based on relationships and who are you. And then I think that roofing contractors that operated that way over the last 5, 6 years have turned a corner and decided to start pricing projects not so much, or awarding projects not so much on relationships, but based on price. And us as contractors, I think that we've drove the profitability or drove the margins down because we've changed from relationship buying to price buying. That being said, to where we are today, the material shortage and what we're seeing as far as strategic opportunities being turned down by manufacturers isn't a good sign. When we used to have people coming in our office daily to get a piece of, you know, a large account, a solidifying large portfolios, and they're essentially telling us, yeah, we can't do that. We're going to do allocation. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We don't know when. And there's not even a strategy in place to, when things get better, and securing that relationship somehow there. So that's one of the most alarming things I've seen, that there's not a when things get better mentality.
So
pretty concerning. Are you seeing that, hearing that type of rhetoric as well, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely, John. It's not looking like there's a light at the end of the tunnel at this moment in time. And as we talk to different manufacturers, we're continuing to hear the same message of, it's not going to get any better this year, guys. Unfortunately, it's looking like it's going to be a 2023 timeframe before things get back on track. Not what we want to hear, but we'd rather have the reality of the situation so we can make strategic decisions surrounding who we go to and trying to find materials in some places that we may not have before.
Yeah, wow. That's really interesting. Are you guys kind of starting to do that at Division 7, looking elsewhere and kind of modifying things?
Yeah, so we've been loyal to the major three or four for 30 years now. When we start to get lack of response or no response, not great response, we found ourselves being thrown into the arms of the manufacturers that we used to, you know, look down our nose at. And we're finding for us a strategic alliance with some of those manufacturers that want the opportunity and have managed the crisis better by doing things that make sense that some of the other manufacturers haven't. Strategic order placement. You know, you're gonna have a 3,000 square job that needs to be shipped. You have a contractor that needs a 300 square job that needs shipped. talking to the 3,000 square contractor and saying, hey, can we short you 300 square? We need to get this other project off the ground. And they work that. That's been one of our suggestions all along to manufacturers. But I think first you have to have trust in that manufacturer that you're actually going to perform and get them that last 300 square, not bind yourself out. So for us, we have found a lot of ability to meet our requirements and our needs to stay in business in those other channels. How this shakes out long term, we'll have to put our seatbelt on and wait and see.
Wow. Well, that's really interesting that people are saying now it's not till 2023. So that's wow. I'm kind of taken aback by that. That's pretty crazy. Well, any last words on this topic, any more advice or anything to wrap up?
Yeah, I think one of the key components is we obviously are in a material crisis, right? We're in an environment where cost of living is rising. We're seeing all this, right? So the largest capital expenditure that a building or a building owner is going to experience is the roof. That money, the price escalation of materials is being essentially turned back on us being the consumer. At the end of the day, we're the ones buying the products. We're the one going out to the store. This money is trickling down to us. So it's not just, this poor building owner is going to pay twice as much for a roof this year as what he would have paid last year. It's we're going to pay twice as much for a product that this building uses to facilitate whatever widget is that they make. So it has to participate or it has to collaborate with labor. And Ryan can speak to, you know, what we've traditionally seen in the ratio of material to labor expense and what it looks like third quarter this year when it comes to the material labor ratio. And I think this should be alarming to people.
Yeah, absolutely, John. And, you know, we've had several conversations about this internally and how we're going to deal with it. So typical general rule of thumb in the roofing industry, even someone who's not familiar with estimating, when you sit down and look at the material list for a job, you're typically in the past going to see something like a 50-50 split or a 60-40 split, you know, labor to material. Where we are at now, we're starting to see the material component just absolutely take off. So for example, a large package of bids that went out for us recently, we were seeing more of a ratio of 80% of a material to 20% labor ratio. And what this is doing for us is as time goes on and manufacturers are communicating to us, we should be expecting somewhere in the 8 to 10% increase per quarter. A lot of people are thinking, okay, 8 times 4 is 32 or 10 times 4 is 40. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It's a compounding effect like interest. So what ends up happening is if we're experiencing 8 to 10% per quarter, what that really means is come the end of third quarter of this year, you could be looking at somewhere between a 60 and 85% increase overall, right? So these are really putting a hamper on a contractor's ability to buy material due to the increased cost of them. And I do think we're really going to start seeing some contractors fall off, unfortunately, in our industry because they simply can't afford to house those costs and carry them until they can get paid. It's going to become very dangerous waters, especially for people who seek a lot of new construction work where the retainages are held until the end of the project. And that's going to continue to proliferate until we see some type of relief here. So last year we saw project cost on average here at Division 7 from January to the end of last year go up about 40% overall in general. And we're not seeing any sort of letdown there. It looks like it's going to be another repeat of a year. So quite alarming, as John said.
Wow. Wow. My gosh, 40%. And that's probably just going to keep going up. Oh, crazy.
let me piggyback on what Ryan said there. And the point of the 80-20% ratio, the future of that becoming a problem is we're saying that the labor expense isn't increasing with the inflation of the materials, meaning our workforce isn't going to be able to afford to survive in an economy as inflation is going up, and we're not sequentially raising up our labor rate. So when materials go up 40%, by rights, our labor needs to go up just as much.
Mm-hmm.
But as roofing contractors, as in at large, we're our own biggest enemy because we're still competing against contractors that aren't valuing or thinking about the labor costs, and we're going to cannibalize the industry. And we're seeing it just last week in a bid situation that people are not valuing the labor like they need to.
Right.
And that's really the issue, is the roofing contractors. And that's why we're doing this, is to put out the message, be smart for everyone, so that we all, or most of us, are going to be able to survive this, because you're losing out by doing that.
That's great. And that's a great way to kind of wrap this all up, is just, that's the advice that you're saying, is be smart, value your workers, and just hunker down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That's essentially the message.
Wow. Well, this has been great. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. And thank you again for being part of the 2022 Influencers Group. Any last words? And then we'll wrap it up.
Well, we'll see everybody at the IRE this year. We're going to be participating with Trent Cotney and Jabba in some educational seminars. We're going to be out there doing things, talk to people. So look forward to seeing everybody at the IRE this year. Stay safe.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you then. And to everyone listening, thanks for listening, and make sure to subscribe.
Take care.